Opposition is building to a plan by Community National Bank to close two of its downtown locations in the Northeast Kingdom. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, over 100 petitioners are asking the bank to reverse its decision, and there will be a public meeting about it this week.
In April, when the Derby-based corporation announced its plan to shutter downtown bank branches in Lindenville and St. Johnsbury, Chief Operating Officer Kathy Austin said nearby locations along Route 5 offer more convenient drive-in access. And she said online transactions are reducing the need for bricks-and-mortar banking.
Well, really, where this starts is with the change in our customers' habits.
But some walk-in customers don't want to change their habits. Dot Brown lives in the subsidized apartment building a few steps away from the Lindenville branch. She usually walks to her bank, though today she's driving a friend who needed a ride there. As they leave the bank building next to the post office to get into their car parked a few steps away, Brown says she doesn't like the drive-in location on the highway because motorists have to cross busy traffic.
And it's a lot. You have to wait down there. Here you can get in and out usually pretty fast. And I really hate to see it close.
She's thinking about shifting her account to another bank within walking distance from her apartment, and she says some of her friends are too.
But I understand a lot of people might be changing too. Instead of having to travel to walk, if they can't walk to the bank, they're going to go someplace else where they can.
Kim Crady Smith will also miss walking to the bank, and she's angry about the decision to close it. Crady Smith owns Green Mountain Books and Prints and the Grindstone Cafe, both a few doors down from the Community National Building. Crady Smith says a bank with the word community in its name should rethink a decision that will harm a small town that supported it over the years.
When the bank closes, there's going to be a large gap in our downtown area. I think that this downtown is already struggling in many ways, and to take the bank out of the picture is just going to add to the struggle.
Grady Smith says as a bookseller, she understands how online transactions are challenging local business, but she wants the bank to do what she's doing, keep foot traffic downtown to help other retailers as well. She's collected over 100 names on a petition asking the trustees reconsider closing a bank that's operated at this location for over 100 years, and she's holding a meeting at her cafe Thursday night where people can voice their opinions about the decision.
So many people feel outraged about it that they need to have an outlet for that they need to have a place to be able to say, this is wrong.
But Community Bank CEO Stephen Marsh says 100 unhappy customers are unlikely to change his mind because he has to serve the wider community, employees, and shareholders as well.
It's a terribly tough decision, and we understand we will get some flack out of it, but it's the right decision for the overall bank at this point.
Marsh says he wants to keep the bank profitable and that there are no plans for other closures at this time. He says he does not expect to have much trouble finding a buyer for the Lindenville building. The bank leases, not owns, the St. Johnsbury downtown office. The doors in both places are scheduled to close by July 17th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.